From Washington, this is VOA News. Ebola rate underreported in West Africa. New defense minister approved in Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The World Health Organization says the number of Ebola cases in West Africa is significantly underreported and likely twice as high as official numbers show. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward says actual infections could be 1.5 times higher than reported in Guinea, 2 times higher in Sierra Leone, and 2.5 times higher in Liberia.
The disease continues to expand geographically. There are more district counties and prefectures that actually have disease than there would have been a month ago. And it's happening in all three countries.
Aylward says the official death toll from the Ebola virus has risen to 4,447, almost all of them in West Africa. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says any U.S. hospital with a confirmed case of Ebola will now get a CDC response team on the ground within hours. Dr. Tom Frieden delivered an update on the Ebola situation Tuesday, saying he has been hearing loud and clear from healthcare workers that they are worried about Ebola and do not feel prepared to take care of a patient with the disease. Fears have risen since a Texas nurse became the first person to contract Ebola on U.S. soil after she treated the Liberian man who was the first person to die of the virus. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for the withdrawal of all foreign forces from eastern Ukraine. Following a meeting Tuesday in Paris with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry said the fighting must end between Ukrainian government forces and Russia-backed separatists around eastern Ukraine's Donetsk airport. He said that sovereignty must be restored along the Ukraine-Russian border. This is VOA News. The United States says its aerial bombardment of Islamic State militants is slowing their advance in the fight with Kurdish forces for control of Kobani, Syria, near the Turkish border. But the U.S. Central Command says the outcome of fierce fighting in Kobani remains fluid. It says the insurgents are attempting to gain ground, but that the Kurdish fighters are continuing to hold out. Turkey says government warplanes have bombed Kurdish nationalist rebels in the southeast part of the country in the first significant air operation against the group since peace talks began 2 years ago. The jets hit Kurdistan Workers' Party targets in Hakkari province Sunday. The attacks come amid increased internal tension over Turkey's inaction against the Islamic State. Yemen Shiite rebels have seized control of a strategic port city on the Red Sea hours after the president appointed a new prime minister in an effort to appease rebels and ease years of political turmoil. Security officials say Houthi rebels overran Hodeidah Tuesday, meeting little resistance and quickly erecting checkpoints and sending forces to the airport, military bases, and other key parts of the city. Hong Kong police used chainsaws and sledgehammers Tuesday to remove barricades from a main avenue in the financial district, where protesters have camped for more than 2 weeks to demand political reforms. Ivan Broadhead reports.
Pro-government factions yelled criticism at democracy protesters while hundreds of riot police looked on impassively. Hours earlier, the same officers, bearing shields and batons and wielding handheld electric grinders to cut through metal, tore down barriers that for 2 weeks had blocked the Queensway Highway. While the demonstrators withdrew peacefully, they criticised the police action in light of their offer to withdraw from the streets entirely if the government would allow their relocation to Civic Square, the public plaza outside the Hong Kong legislature. The police action to reopen Queensway comes as pro-Beijing civic groups increase pressure on the government to deal more stringently with a democracy movement that has paralyzed Hong Kong for 17 days. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Senior military officials from Pakistan and India have spoken by telephone about recent cross-border clashes in the Himalayan region of Kashmir. Pakistan says both countries share responsibility to defuse the situation, while a spokesman for India's foreign ministry says a decision to de-escalate falls entirely on Pakistan. Both countries blame the other for starting the clashes. There are new signs that Europe's 18-nation currency bloc could be headed for another recession, with powerhouse Germany shrinking its economic outlook and the Eurozone reporting that industrial production is falling. The Eurozone, collectively the world's largest economy, reports that industrial production dropped by 1.8% in August, with Germany off 4.8%. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.